Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Howie Goss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Leppert and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground for an out. Banks scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Groat moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker strikes out. One out. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Francis Brock, moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Leppert and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Francis moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kunz strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Leppert and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Earl Francis. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Lomaby covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-2 in the game. Koontz bunts towards the mound. Lamabee fields it and throws to first for the out. Thacker moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Thacker scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Al McBean now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McBean. Hubbs scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock, who is chasing the ball. Clendenin reaches third base with a triple. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 2 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Clendenin scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thacker strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 2 in the game. Koontz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Koontz reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Brock reaches second base with a double. Koontz scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Goss reaches second base with a double. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Al McBean. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat is hit by the pitch. Barney Schultz now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to third for the out. Skinner moves to second. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 3 in the game. Leppert hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goss strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 4 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Friend now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Thacker reaches second base with a double. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Brock is walked intentionally. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.